This is part three of a Bible study we've entitled Bumping Into Jesus. And we're going to be looking at Isaiah, primarily Isaiah 53, and a few verses back into Isaiah 52. We've titled this The Suffering Servant, because the one described in these verses is called My Servant in verse 13 of chapter 52. And this servant is one that we want to talk about during our time together. Ryrie's called this passage one of the most treasured and important passages in the Old Testament. They present this servant as one who was going to be sent by God to suffer for the sins of his people, and I think it doesn't take much for us as New Testament followers of Jesus Christ to realize that Isaiah is prophetically referencing Christ and the particulars of his death several hundred years before the time of Christ. I'm going to break this into three parts. First of all, the who, then the what, and then the why. But the who we see, as I already mentioned, is the servant. He's also described in this fashion. 53:1 says, "And who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he," that is the servant, "shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness that we should see him. There's no beauty that we should desire him." He was nothing particular of attractiveness of a human nature, but it says he was despised, verse 3, and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So this servant of God is a rejected servant. If you want to have a marker in his life to be identified by those who are looking at the prophecy, or a marker of us looking back at fulfilled prophecy, it is, here's the servant of God who is rejected. Certainly that references Christ. Then we have a number of descriptors that speak to us of the what of his time of sorrow. And I want you to listen for these words. And I'm not going to read all these verses, but listen for these words that speak of his rejection. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs," in verse 4. "He has carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Did you hear those descriptors? Smitten, afflicted, wounded, bruised, stripes. Later he talks about him being oppressed as a sheep before the slaughter, one who is cut off, one who is put to grief, one who has travail. The what is, this servant was going to suffer. He's going to suffer the just penalty for sins, although we know not the penalty for his own sins, but vicariously or in a substitutionary fashion, going to suffer for the sins of the world. So this servant was sent to suffer, and surely he did. And then we find out the why, though, in these same verses. Did you hear it as we just read those a little bit ago? It talks about he has borne our grief. He has carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And then verse 6 kind of summarizes it all up. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The guilt of sin rests upon all of us as part of the human race. But that verse concludes, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The why? He bore our sins. He carried our grief. He paid the debt. Someone has said it this way. He came to pay a debt he didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Without the death of Christ, without the suffering servant, there would be no permanent and real remedy for sin. The servant was brought to us to die. I would encourage you to take the time. We haven't read this entire chapter, but you want to begin in chapter 52, verse 13, and read chapter 53 in its entirety, all 12 verses. And more than just read with your head, listen with your heart. Let it sink down in the significance of what we want to just have in conclusion. When we understand that God had planned for this servant, we know him as the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a sacrifice. But God provided for our salvation through this sacrifice. That really should touch our hearts. Trust that you've downloaded the notes that you can use as you go through this if you're studying on your own, or you've missed our live study, or you're studying with maybe another small group, or maybe even your own family. But on your study sheets that you can download, There's three discussion questions at the end, and I would encourage you to take some extra time to think through these. First question is this: what does the fact that Jesus' death was foretold centuries before it happened do to your confidence in God's Word? Great question to contemplate and a great question to discuss. Question two: what emotion does this reading cause in you? This is a passage that is not just filled with facts, but it is filled with feeling. I trust you'll feel that and react to it. And thirdly, what action does this reading prompt you to take? How does this make you different? What does this make you more determined to do? How does this push you on as a follower of Christ? I encourage you to discuss those and reflect fully through this wonderful passage that brings us to this point that we bump into Jesus. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.